This is Susan B. Brock-Telluride, Inside and Out. I'm speaking with visiting artist Barbara Gill Hooley. She will be teaching a three-day retreat, the Art and Soul Woman's Retreat. That event will take place Thursday, February 23rd through Saturday, February 25th. This is at the AHA School for the Arts. Barbara, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So, Barbara, could you talk briefly about your path to becoming a professional artist?
I knew in kindergarten that I would be an artist and was just driven throughout the years to do that. I received my BFA at the University of North Dakota and then an MFA at Colorado State University in Fort Collins. And I think drawing was what informed me about all that, how
right.
I knew I was an artist and always drew and knew I had a passion for it.
Okay. Thank you. You work in multiple mediums, wood, wire, paint, and you work in certain very distinctive patterns. They're almost like leitmotifs in a symphony. And then you work in layers, botanicals, towers, maps, circles, and random patterns. So let's start with the materials first. Why wood? Why wire? What draws you?
That's because of my printmaking background. It's based in my background as a draftsman. I draw all the time, and so line is the connecting element there.
Okay.
The wood gives me an opportunity to carve into the surface, and that's what really interests me about painting is really I build a painting like a printmaker would build a plate. And the wire is just 3D drawing to me, so the sculptures actually become three-dimensional drawings.
Okay. Oh, that's very, very clear. It makes a lot of sense. Okay. Now can we talk about the repeating patterns, the use of circles and spheres everywhere?
It's one of the motifs I've used probably the longest, and I think it's such a perfect shape in geometry and in nature. It's one of those repeated things in both organic and industrial things, and those two elements really interest me, is to combine organic imagery and industrial imagery, because I'm very interested in both. But the circle is just such a perfect form, and it also represents centeredness to me and focusing, and is just playful as well, so it has those elements. It's just always been a favorite, and for obvious reasons, but also for those reasons of, I think, geometry and science, and then also the organic elements. It's always there.
Yeah, sort of like in Kandinsky, there are certain patterns that are there and shapes that are there. They have very definite and often very spiritual meanings in his work.
Exactly.
Okay. Could you talk about your painting process, both the inspiration and then the execution? It's rather interesting. I've read about it.
Well, the thing that is different about the way I paint, I think, is because I wasn't trained as a painter per se, I build a painting, and I use wood because of I really love surface, interesting surfaces, and being a printmaker, which I don't make prints so much anymore, but I still love to carve and use tools. So the wood panels are a palette before it even becomes a painting. So I work multiple layers of paint, acrylic paint, because it dries fast enough for me. And I use that, I mix my paint right on a new palette or a new panel before it becomes a painting. As it starts to become more interesting, I pull it out of the palette phase and then start developing it as a painting. And that's how intuitively I work. It's really not planned.
Mm-hmm.
They all sort of start evolving, and then the carving comes in to hold it all together. So the imagery is really structure. So things like the color is pattern to me mostly, and then lines develop through the carving. So the imagery of maybe a botanical or building or a tower or an abstract design, they have meaning to me, but they're not. It's not so important that there's content, more that someone could bring their own interpretation to the painting.
Okay.
So it isn't Yeah.
So this all sounds very interesting and very romantic, but it may sound daunting to some of your potential students. So let's break it
sure.
down in terms of the
yes.
classwork. What will you teach? How will you approach it? And then what do you hope your participants will take away?
Good. Well, and that's right. We will be building something. We'll be working in journals because I think that's always a step for me. I like to bring people into the experience of being creative and not so much focus on technique or skills. I think those are important, and I think everyone can learn those things. But I like those to develop through the passion and the inspiration. So we're going to have a project to focus on. We're going to make shrines out of cigar boxes and lots of other materials. And really, it's just a stepping off point for using materials and bringing content into the piece. But it can involve painting. It can involve so many different techniques. So we can work with collage, and I'll show them some wire if they're interested in learning some wire bending and techniques mm-hmm. like that. But we
okay.
can use that project as a way to really explore creativity. It could be
okay.
sculptural. It could be two-dimensional. And then the journaling will just help us process the experience of what we're doing and what we bring to the world.
Okay. And just to be clear, these all-day retreats, this three-day all-day retreats, include yoga, the creating art experience, and cooking as well, right?
Yes, it's an immersion. It's a way for us to get away from our everyday big lives that we all have and just focus. And I think sometimes we need to be removed from our distractions. And so this will be a really good way to have all that and still nurture and be among community that is like-minded. This is a women's retreat, but it's certainly, you know, it's just a safe place then to be creative. But what I'm going to be is just the guide to allow you and to, a sense, give you some tips and hopefully give you permission to be what or to make and do what you would like to do. It really, you don't need to have any background in art, really. If that's what they bring to it. But really, I hope people just take away a sense of confidence and inspiration, and we get to experience each other's creative worlds in doing the making.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you for that very clear explanation. And so this is Susan B. Brock Telluride, Inside and Out. I've been speaking with multimedia artist Barbara Gilhooly, and she is leading a woman's retreat. It's called Art and Soul. It is in February, Thursday, February 23rd to Saturday, February 25th, under the banner of the AHA School for the Arts. Barbara, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Susan.